Welcome to Mac Voices number 508. I'm Chuck Joyner, and you're listening to the talk of the Macintosh community. Today, we get to focus on Macintosh activism in Greece and talk with a Macintosh user group leader whose organization will give Apple a very visible, if unofficial, presence at Comdex in Athens later this month. Later, we'll talk about a new mug-only offer and an appearance by one of our friends and a very important Mac user group supporter at a mug in California. But for now, let's talk about the Macintosh in Greece. Our guest this time is Yanis Angelidis of the Hellenic Macintosh User Group in Greece. Yanis, welcome to Mac Voices. It's great to have you.
Thank you, Chuck. It's very nice to be at Mac Voices. Thank you for the invitation.
Well, Yanis, we're trying to do a little better job than we have in the past of covering the international Macintosh user group community and everything that they do. And I was excited to get the information from you about the Hellenic Macintosh user group, or HelMug, exhibiting at Comdex in Athens. I think that's terrific. Before we get to that, why don't we ask you to just talk a little bit about your user group? How long has it been around?
Okay, I think that's nice. I mean, it's a great effort from you that you deal with international user groups. Our group started sometime in late 90s, and it started from some news groups and chat rooms. Then at the end of year 2001, we became an official user group recognized by Apple. And as of today, we have about 500 active members, that means with memberships in this, and around 1,500, I think, about we had last year site members, and also a lot over 3,000 visitors.
That's a pretty large user group, Yanis. How often, or how many members do you typically get at a meeting?
Oh, that depends on, I mean, the time of season, or, we make a little different meetings when we meet. Mostly it's in the two bigger cities here in Greece, Athens and Thessaloniki. And it can depend from 20 to 30 people in a normal meeting. I mean, in other events that we do, like exhibitions and this, there are lots of people.
And Yanis, what kind of things do you do at a typical meeting? Do you have speakers come in, or do you develop your own product demonstrations and tutorials?
Normally, in let's say in the meetings we do every 15 days or 20 days about, then it's a little more like a friends meeting. We have a lot of support, I mean, for the members they come. We don't have any like special events in every meeting, because if you meet every 20 days, it's not always you can find people to talk or to present something. But we used to go in some maybe coffee places due to our Mediterranean temperament. And there we are with our laptops, and everybody that comes, we are very welcome. But if we can solve their problems or to inform them about our user group, and any kind of problem they can have. So it's like, I mean, we are a moving technical support group, besides the support we provide in our website.
So it sounds like you do a lot of what user groups all over the world do, is help their members and act as, at times, almost a social place for people of similar interest to get together.
Exactly. And also, we provide a lot of technical support in the forums we have.
Yanis, now we have a little bit of a picture of your user group. This will be the fourth time that HelMug has exhibited at Comdex Athens. And I think that's pretty intriguing, because this, obviously, it's a consumer electronics show, but it's not necessarily a computer show. Why did your group decide to take on this kind of challenge?
Yes, this, it maybe sounds a little strange, but the situation here in Greece is that the Mac promotion, or the promotion of the Apple platform, it's not so very, very, very good. So, I mean, I think our user group, because it mostly consists of a lot of enthusiasts and volunteers, they can be a very, very good, like, sales tool for the Macintosh platform. From our experience, in it's the first time we participate or we attend an exhibition like this. It's one of the biggest that we are here in Greece. One is in Thessaloniki and one in Athens. This particular COMDEX event, it's in Athens. And there it is no presence from any official Apple, the IMC or any other. I mean, like we have a couple of more independent importers. The Google Group can promote, I think, the Apple products, and in a very, very good way, because of the enthusiasm of the members, we don't directly sell the product, but we are showing the way we work with the product. And this can be a very, very nice, I mean, idea or to make a sale. Of course, our purpose is not to sell the machines. It's only to show to the people that Macintosh is. It's not this thing, the very strange thing they are thinking about. Because many people, they still think it's a weird machine, very incompatible with the Windows that they are used to.
Yanis, what kind of reaction do you get from the attendees at COMDEX as an Apple user group and promoting Apple products in that environment, and especially given the fact that you are not Apple representatives, you are actual users who are doing this because you think it's important?
Yes, the reaction from the people that come to the exhibition, I mean, it's fantastic. It's like they are seeing a new thing, and of course this makes us a lot happier to show. And it's like, I mean, these people, they never seen something like this before because they are seeing or watching our enthusiasm. And this is just great. I mean, they come there, they make a lot of questions. And, of course, we are always happy, I mean, to answer most of them. And this is, I think, that from what we've been seeing, the last 2 or 3 years, we made a lot of switches here in Greece. Due to that, our attendance in these two exhibitions.
What kind of events do you have? I know that you don't just go and set up a booth. You actually try to schedule events during the show to help gain a little more attention and make it a little more exciting. What all are you going to do this year?
Yeah, sure. This year, probably, it will be a little different from the other years, because the other years we had more, I mean, like new Apple products and this. This time we will try to do something different, mostly for our members and for people they want to come and watch. For example, we will have a presentation for our new website. It's total new, the engine and everything. And it will be presented from the guy that made it from Germany. He is just a volunteer. He is not a professional. So we will show it through the iChat to a video wall. And I don't have anything in mind, just let me check my program. Then we will present an application or some kind of functionality to the system. It's called VRX, and this program, it adds localized functionality to the menus of Apple software and the Apple applications. I think it's a very, very nice effort from the guy that made it. It's only a 16-year-old boy. And he's doing that great. I mean, you know, the support for the Greek language, it's not so complete here. I mean, we don't have menus directly from Apple. And it's impossible to find a localized version of the Greek system if you don't pay for it. People, they have to pay. I mean, the Greek IMC, Apple IMC, they are charging for the Greek localization. This is, of course, illegal. But they try to cover it with some kind of low stuff and this. They force you to buy a lot of other crap, so you probably pay for this, and they give you a localized system for free. But it's not so the case, because if you don't go to them, it's impossible to buy it. So, I mean, people that they live outside from this, they cannot have access to the localized system. We can talk a little more about later, because it's a huge, huge, I mean, problem here in Greece. Then we will have a couple of hours meeting for our members and this that can come there with the problems, probably renew their memberships if they want. Then we will also have some kind of workshop, problem solving in Tiger, mostly with the Greek language and all these things. I think it's a quite okay, nice thing, I mean, for people to see. We will also have a presentation of high-density video and technologies in QuickTime, And the tutorial, probably this I'm not so sure about, because we have to arrange it since they will come from another city. Like the Wi-Fi networking we have here in Thessaloniki for the MAC members or our members, so probably they can communicate in a better way.
Yanis, you just alluded to some of the challenges of being a MAC user in Greece. What other kind of things do you face that a lot of the rest of us probably aren't aware of, that that it makes it maybe a little bit more difficult or a little bit harder to be an Apple enthusiast?
Okay. Being a Mac user here in Greece, I mean, it's a little different. First of all, it's the same like everybody else in the whole world. Apple is something different. This, I mean, it's the same for the whole world. But in Greece, it's not always so very, very easy to be a Mac user. That's what I mean, the Mac platform, it's not so very widespread here, and mostly, I mean, it's left out from institutions, universities, or corporate environments. I can just give you a small example. For about the 15 years, it has been a problem with the Greek language, and we've been having a very, very erratic Greek keyboard layout behavior. The problem with this, it's that those guys that they made this keyboard, and I guess, I mean, it was from the first time the Greek IMC, they were mixing the capital letters that they are common to both the Greek and the Latin alphabets. For example, A, B, Z, K, M, and a few more. So, from the first look, this, it doesn't make any sense if you look at them, because they look the same. But for the computer language, this is really, really, really bad. Because when it's for sorting or like searching on this, it will be a mess.
Yanis, how do you feel that Apple is doing in the Greek market? Is it, with all the developments, with the releases of the iPods and all, is it gaining market share like it seems to be in the United States?
No, not at all. This is something totally different. The market share here, I think, it's less than 1%. Because of all these big problems we had with the Greek language and the very, very bad support for the promotion of the Mac platform, it has been, I mean, Macintosh has been left out from anything else than the graphics branch. There are no developers, and also this I would like to point out, through the ADC membership, it's impossible here in Greece to have all these discounts, the hardware discounts that Apple is giving to all other people in the world. It's impossible, I mean, to buy a machine with the discount they have, and that's why, I mean, developers here, there are also very many of them.
Yanis, it sounds like Helmug is doing a lot of great things for the Apple and for the Macintosh in Greece, and I'd like to congratulate you and your entire team and wish you the best of luck at COMDEX.
This exhibition, they're twice a year. We have to attend there. We have a lot of people. We are we are the best attraction in these exhibitions. Our booth, it's always full of people, and they're looking to strange, how can I say, to aliens. All this new technology, and with our enthusiasm on this, it's just great. The only problem is that the support, we have big problems with support in Greece. Because of the IMC, because of the support of the Greek language, and all this mess that has been for all these 15 years. I mean, you cannot imagine how it is to be a Mac user in Greece. And with all these problems, maybe like big countries like USA, Germany, or France, they don't have. So I think we are doing in our group a great, great job. I mean, and all these guys, volunteers that they are doing these things. I mean, they are just great.
Well, Yanis, I hope you'll send us some pictures from the expo so we can all get a look at your booth and everything that you're doing.
Sure, I can send you a few pictures from our other attendants in the exhibitions. This should not be any problem.
We've been talking to Yanis Angelidis of the Hellenic Macintosh User Group, who will be exhibiting at COMDEX in Athens in just a couple weeks. Yanis, thank you again for being our guest.
Thank you very much, Jack. Thank you.
Red Rock Software has announced a special discount on all of their products, available exclusively to Mac User Group members and available through the Mug Center. By using the special user group code, you can take $50 off any Red Rock product or bundle, excluding the standalone user guides. That means $50 off DeltaGraph, the sophisticated graphing and charting application that starts where your favorite spreadsheet stops. Perhaps the best part of this discount is that it not only applies to new purchases, but also to upgrades as well as academic pricing. That means that no matter what your status as a DeltaGraph user, you can still save money as a user group member. If you are a Mug member, send me an email to chuck@macvoices.com with your user group's name, URL, and your president's name, and I'll be sure you can take advantage of the offer. If you're not a member of a Mug yet, then it's time to get involved. You can find your local group on the Mug Center surfboard at mugcenter.com/surfboard. Red Rock's generous offer is just one more example of how being a user group member can save you money, as well as introduce you to others who find the Mac as intriguing and as important as you do. I also want to be sure you know about an upcoming appearance by our friend and one of the founders of All By Myself, Carmela Robertson, at the Diablo Valley Mac Users Group on November 15th. CZ will be talking about her company's children's videos, all starring the children of the All By Myself co-founders, and all developed using Macintosh technology. The videos, not the kids. Also on the bill will be a representative of Bias, showing off their sound software, Peak, Deck, and Sound Soap. If you're in the area, stop by and say hello to CZ and find out what resources DVMUG offers to their members. Finally, time is running out if you want to take advantage of the Mug Center's Macworld hotel deal. We are filling up for Mac Expo Week in San Francisco at the Renaissance Park 55. We've got a great rate at one of the best hotels in San Francisco, free high-speed internet access, discounts at the hotel's restaurants, substantial savings for those of you who are planning on longer stays, and a great goodie bag from our sponsors, Circus Ponies, Mesa Dynamics, O'Reilly, Serene Saver, St. Clair Software, and Tropical Software. You can find the link to the deal in our show notes, on both the Mac Voices website and the Mug Center, or just email me at chuck@macvoices.com, and I'll be sure you find out everything you need to know. I want to thank you for joining me on this edition of Mac Voices, and I'd also like to invite you to check out the other podcast I host, Mac Notables, at macnotables.com. We have a terrific panel of the Mac experts you really want to hear from, including Christopher Breen, Brian Chaffin of the Mac Observer and iPod Observer, Jim Dalrymple of Mac Central, Adam and Tanya Angst of Tidbits, Andy Anako, Ted Landau, Bob Dr. Mac Levitis, Dennis Sellers of Maximum News, and Jason Snell of Macworld Magazine. Each show is informative and entertaining, just like Mac Voices. So if you just can't get enough quality information in a high-signal, low-noise format, be sure to subscribe to Mac Notables. I'm Chuck Joyner, and I'll be back again soon with more talk from the Macintosh community on Mac Voices. Thanks for joining us.